Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. With her personal experiences of living every day with autism, author Bethany Stutes hopes to help fellow autistic individuals and those caring for these autistic people by sharing this new picture book. With illustrations by Sydney Truesdale, Lily's Day Coping with Autism follows the story of a little girl who has autism as she copes with her day-to-day activities. Bethany invites everyone to understand the challenges that a little girl has to face daily while she copes with her disability. Lily has sensory overload disorder. She cannot be around loud noises, flashing lights, crowds, or stressful situations. This causes her daily life to look slightly different than most. And this picture book allows readers to see how a day in Lily's life actually looks. Bethany is passionate about playing the flute, volunteering in her community, and being part of Girl Scouts. However, people thought she would never be able to accomplish any of these activities because of having a disability. She was diagnosed with autism when she was a year and a half old. Growing up, she's brought on many hardships, such as not always feeling understood, being bullied by her peers. Bethany Stutes is with us, author of Lily's Day of Coping with Autism. Bethany, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be able to do this.
Boy, and what an excellent job you've done in putting this book together, Lily's Day Coping with Autism. What inspired you to write this book? This, I know, has been your life for so many years, but why did you decide, you know, I think I can share this and help other people?
So growing up, I went to public school, and a lot of the kids there never understood what disabilities were and somebody being a lot different than them. So when I was about in third grade, I got bullied quite a bit for just being different, having to go to a different room to learn certain things. And it was something that has definitely affected my entire life ever since. And so I wanted to write a book for kids who are younger to be able to see it and ask questions about disabilities and other children not to have to go through the bullying that I went through.
How difficult was it for you to get through that? And to come out on the other side where you're like, you know, it's made me stronger. I'm going to share this message because I can help other people. I'm sure there are many children that are broken by this that never recover. How did you get through all of this?
Well, thankfully, I have an amazing support system from my family and my sister who definitely helped encourage me through everything and let me know that, like, it was okay that I had a disability. And so they were definitely what pushed me to be just a good person and not let it affect me negatively, because they always were there for me to help me be encouraged throughout it all.
And with this book, you are helping other people. Talk about how this book you hope will help other people with autism and maybe family members, maybe friends of people that know children, know people that have autism. How do you hope this is going to help? Because it's a book that really all of us should read to give us a better comprehension of how to deal with this.
Well, one way it helped autistics was I made the main character be a female because it's very rare to be a female with autism. So I was definitely underrepresented out there in the community. So I wanted to help other girls who had it feel a little more accepted and know that there are other girls who have autism. And then it also explains kind of what's going through the mind a little more about why she's stressed and what set her to get into a overstimulative like sense of time. And it kind of helps caregivers be able to see the steps that can lead to a child becoming overstimulated with everything that's going on. And also a way of seeing what might happen to your kid when you're not there, when they're at school, and things that they're going through that they might not know how to express.
How is this book educating people? And you touched on some of the different areas. It's a beautifully illustrated book, powerful messages in the book. The book is Lily's Day, Coping with Autism. You'll find the book available at writersrepublic.com, for example, in their bookshop, and we'll have all this up on our website, book it available at the usual places. How do you hope this book will help others?
Well, I'm definitely hoping that it will help bring autistics together because it kind of will show that there are females who have autism out there in the community. I think it also will help just let us feel heard and hopefully will help future people with autism not be bullied like I was and just kind of put a stop to the bullying that we all have to endure.
What was it like writing the book, and how does it feel now that it's over and you're getting such positive feedback? What has this experience been like for you in writing Lily's Day Coping with Autism?
So writing it was definitely a little emotional because I had never really thought about the impact it had on me. And so it was kind of weird, like going back and just like writing a book about my bullying that I
Yes.
endured. And so that was an odd aspect, but after having it be published and all the positive feedback I've received of kids feeling heard and also parents thanking me because their kid now understands why not to bully and what can happen to a person, I think it was definitely something that I needed to write to help other children learn.
The book is available. I mentioned writersrepublic.com and the bookshop. That's the publisher. You'll find it at the usual places. Bethany Spelling is Bethany, and Stoots is Stoots. So if you're Googling, you've got Bethany's name there. Her website is bethanystoots.com. And we've got all this up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you were writing this, who did you design this for? I mentioned this basically is for all of us, that it will be very helpful. Who did you have in mind the book as you were writing it?
So the level that it was written for is more third and fourth graders. So definitely the younger generation. I mean, the pictures were illustrated specifically for kids to give a kid feel towards it. The words and stuff, if they're larger words like stimming, we explain it in the book. So we tried to make it to where younger kids could definitely understand it and have it more on their level so they're not having to ask a lot of questions about what certain words mean and they can ask questions about the topic better.
When you were writing this book, talk about the process. Who helped you write this book when you got this idea? And I'm sure shared it with family and friends, I would like to write this book. How did that happen? Who helped you through this process?
So, like I mentioned before, I love Girl Scouts. And I was working on my Gold Award for Girl Scouts. And my mother had suggested, because I had thought about writing a book for a while, to have it be my project, because then I'd be able to put it out there even more, because it would also be attached to a big name, such as Girl Scouts. And so that was one thing that kind of helped me like push my drive for it, was being able to know that it would be able to be everywhere. And it was helping me with one of my projects. But my mom was definitely the person who was just like, hey, like, this is a great thing. You already want to do it. Let's find the steps to get through it. And then we found Writers Republic, who were super helpful to understand every step of the process and helped me through everything.
And then the illustrations are so important as well. Talk about that and finding the right illustrator that takes your thoughts and is able to put them in a picture form so that it enhances the story.
So I am definitely not an illustrator, but one of my closest friends, Sydney Truesdale, she is an amazing illustrator. And so we would just talk about what I was wanting and she would do some sketches just so I could get a rough like idea, and if I told her I loved it, she would go in and make it, you know, exactly how I wanted with all the colors and little details in it. And she was definitely supportive because there would be times where I was like, can I just change one little thing? And all of it's all hand drawn and all hand colored throughout it. So like it would be basically the whole piece almost needing to be redone. So I'm very thankful that she was super understanding through it.
You're listening to This Week in America. Bethany Stoots is our guest on the program. Her book is Lily's Day, Coping with Autism. You'll find the book available at writersrepublic.com, the publisher in their bookshop, available wherever books are sold, and we'll have that information on our website. What advice would you give to other people with autism? You've gone through so much in your life and have grown through all of this and now reaching out and helping other people. What advice can you give?
Definitely take care of yourself. That with autism, it can get overwhelming. And especially people who are trying to like work through it, we sometimes try to put our autism on the back burner. And so that was one thing that like I definitely had to learn, was just how to take care of my autism to learn how to keep going even when I'm getting stressed and when to learn my limits with having it. And one thing that I was always told was just try to think like your autism doesn't control you, you control it. And that has been my biggest motto, like going through life, because yes, my autism does have a huge impact on my life. But I was always taught that to help me understand that I might have this disability, but I am still capable of doing anything I want to while having it.
Well, and I mentioned you enjoy playing the flute. Talk about that and what you go through so you're able to accomplish that. For some, they would say, I'm not going to be able to do that. But you have overcome that and you've done that successfully. Talk about that process when you want something to be able to go after it.
Well, thankfully, playing the flute, I've had amazing band directors who have been super understanding of me needing to wear earplugs certain days or me just not being able to commit to playing 100%. So they're very understanding of me having autism and are understanding that sometimes I just really cannot be there because it is a rougher day for me. One thing, though, I have learned with my autism is that I can do anything. I just might have to take a little longer to get there by, you know, letting administration, stuff like that. No, I have this. What are the steps and ways we can let me still be able to do something that I might need some special assistance with?
It's nice that you know that I can get through this, but I'm going to have to do it at my pace. You've gone through that and you share that message. How important is it for people, friends, family members that have autistic children, family members, how important is it to get the message to them so they know how to respond? Obviously, your teachers know, okay, this is what Bethany is going to do. This is how she gets there. We're fine with that. How important is it for others to have the message, how to handle, how to discuss, how to work with, embrace somebody who has autism?
It is definitely a huge effect of it. If you have somebody who's not able to be patient with you and try to force you to go do things that you're just not ready yet for, like you don't have your earplugs in yet, or you're just not wanting to be having physical touch that day from hugs and things like that, and they try to push it upon you, it is definitely something that can set someone off who has autism. And so I think for anybody who's a parent or a friend or a caregiver, asking questions is one of the best ways, because if you know someone with autism who is a verbal autistic, if they aren't verbal, it can kind of be a little more challenging. But if they are verbal, just asking questions and asking what they need, because each person with autism, they have different things that will set them off. But if you can just ask them like, hey, is it okay if we do this? Hey, this is the plan for the day. And just communicate with them. It is definitely one of the best ways to succeed in having a relationship with someone with autism.
Bethany's book is Lily's Day Coping with Autism. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com and the bookshop, other places as well. Bethany's website, bethanystoots.com, STOOTS. The book is interactive. Talk about when you were sort of formatting in your mind how you were going to present this message. Talk about that, because this really is Lily's Day Coping with Autism, and you cover so much ground in this book. How did you go about setting what the format was going to be, how you were going to present this message?
So I was wanting to make it just go through one day, not her entire life. And so like it starts off with just waking up and the struggles it can be waking up with autism. And then it goes through going to school and not having friends because you are different, and then goes to when something's different in your day and how that can start setting off autism, and then having a lot of loud noises, to the bullying, to then being upset about it. And then at the end, the bully and Lily become friends because the bully apologizes and she learns what autism is and how the disability does affect Lily. And so when I was writing it, I was trying to make it be where each page with illustrations helped tell a lot of the story. And so that is one way it was planned through, is that all the illustrations go with the words perfectly. So even if your kid can't read it, they can see the pictures and be able to imagine what's going on better.
What was it like when you were going through the periods of being bullied? How difficult is that to to try to deal with that emotionally as you're going through this?
Emotionally, it was something that really hit me hard when I was younger. Still, I have some issues where it's just like I feel different because I am. And I have definitely now learned that like it's okay to be different. And I have like fully like embraced having autism, and it's something that I would not change. I love having it. It's helped me like accomplish a lot. And with being able to discuss it, I feel like I'm able to speak a lot for people with autism who might not be able to share their voice as much. And so it's definitely, bullying was harder when I was younger because I didn't understand why kids were mean to me for just being different. And so that was one thing that affected me hard, was just why were people mean because I had a disability.
How has autism affected you? And I say that you're about to very shortly begin your senior year in high school, plans to go on to college, become a social worker. How has it impacted you?
It's definitely made me see the world in a different way. I'm going into social work to help other people who have disabilities who are in the foster care system, because I understand a lot about what it is to have a disability, and I know how to be extremely patient with them. That is one reason why I'm thankful for my autism, is because it's helped me see a different light in the world that some people don't always see because I've experienced the disability.
Well, in your Facebook page, and you can find Bethany on Facebook, you say that autism is not a disability, but a different ability. And I think you just sort of maybe mentioned that in a way it helps you see things a little bit differently. Talk about that, how important that message is.
So people with autism, they have special gifts and things that they see differently. A lot of autistics live in a black and white world. We don't see the gray or color throughout life. And so we are very factually based, and we are able to understand things that are slightly weird. Like, it's just straight facts. We know, you know, XYZ needs to be a certain way. And so it's definitely helped me grow in just my understanding of how the world is, because I'm able to just go straight to, well, the book says this, and so this is how life is probably are being like. If that made any sense.
It makes perfect sense. Lily's Day, Coping with Autism, the book by Bethany Stoots. That's S-T-O-O-T-S. Book available the usual places. We'll direct you to writersrepublic.com and the bookshop there. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You also say something else on Facebook that's so important for all of us. Don't judge if you don't understand. This is my way of life. Talk about the importance of that. We're all very quick to judge. We have a hot take on everything now, and it takes about 5 seconds to form an opinion and give us a keyboard. We'll share it with everybody. How important is that? Don't judge if you don't understand.
Definitely my family experienced it a little more than what I did, with the judging from an outsider's perspective of just if I was having a breakdown because I was overstimulated, they would be looked at and would be judged for not being, you know, a good parent and letting me have that like little tantrum I was having. At school, I would break down and start crying and rocking because I got overstimulated, and people would judge and think that I was being overdramatic for what was going on, where I wasn't. I just have, my hearing is a lot louder and I get overstimulated more. And there's a lot of things that people might not know is going on with a person. And so if you don't fully know what someone's going through, you shouldn't judge them, because you don't know how hard it might be just to be outside that day.
And you can certainly better understand by getting a copy of Bethany's book, Lily's Day, Coping with Autism. A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned in the beginning, you sort of, it's out there that there may be things I can't do. You've overcome that, but that's sort of the message that society is giving you. You're different and there are things that you can't do. You've been able to do these, and here you are opening up a copy of your book, a published book that's helping people all across the country. What was that like when you were there and got the finished product and holding in your hand a copy of Lily's Day, Coping with Autism, and it's got your name on it as the author? What an accomplishment. Most people won't be able to do that in their lifetime. You've done that and you're still in school. What was that like, that moment when you held that book in your hand?
I was relieved to actually see a copy of it and not have to be stressing about, okay, is it perfect? Is it exactly what I want? Just being able to have it and know that it's a finished copy and that people will be able to purchase it and learn from it. I was so ecstatic. And then it also made me a little emotional because growing up, I struggled with writing and reading and all the English department. And so writing my own book let my brain know that I might struggle, but I'm still able to accomplish something amazing, like publishing my own book.
And it's there for others to look at and to get through life. Did you have anything like this as you were growing up? Any book like this? Could you have used a copy of Lily's Day Coping with Autism as you were growing up with these powerful messages in your book?
I would have loved to have a book like this. I read other books that just taught me about people having different disabilities. My mom tried to merge me with knowing, people who might have ADHD or might be in wheelchairs and stuff like that. And so I read a lot of books like that to help me learn about other disabilities. But there weren't really any books with autism and a book about autism that had a female lead in it. And so that was one thing that was always hard because I never felt like I was out there in the world.
How important is it to get the right diagnosis? I mentioned you were 1.5 in that age group when you were diagnosed. How important is it to get that diagnosis?
It's definitely extremely important. The sooner you can be diagnosed, it's one of the better things. Thankfully, at being diagnosed at 1.5 years old, I was able to get amazing teachers to help me understand my autism, to become verbal, to be able to handle touch and loud noises. And so being diagnosed with the right thing is very important because if you get diagnosed in the wrong department of disabilities, or if you don't get diagnosed with the disability that you do suffer with, you don't get to have the opportunities to get the help you need and that you deserve to receive to help you overcome this challenge you might suffer.
What kind of response are you getting from the book? It's out there, word is getting out, very positive reviews that I've seen. What kind of feedback are you getting?
So far, everybody's loved the book. They have loved being able to have a book that's appropriate to discuss their kid to discuss to their kid about what bullying is and what autism is, because autism you don't always see on the outside. So it was a way to discuss that not all disabilities are visible to the outside. And it was also a way to discuss bullying in an appropriate manner without having to try to come up with your own explanation of everything. There's a book that will explain it all for you.
You've done such a nice job with this. I got about 30 seconds at the end. You've written this book. You're able to communicate the message so well. Are you working on another book? I mean, here you are in school, published author already. Are you thinking about maybe I can do another book?
So next year, I'm definitely focusing on my senior year because I will be taking 3 AP classes. So a
Wow.
book right now isn't, but maybe when I get to college, I might publish another book when I have a little bit more free time.
3 AP classes in your senior year.
Yes, sir.
You can't hold Bethany back. She is well on her way. That's just an amazing schedule that you are going to have. This has been so much fun having you on the program, getting to know you, sharing your story with so many people. And you do this in the book, Lily's Day Coping with Autism. Bethany, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the success that you've had with the book. You're shaping so many lives in a very positive way. And best of luck with your senior year and good luck with the 3 AP classes and going on to college. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Bethany Stoots, that's Stoots. The book is Lily's Day Coping with Autism, writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. And Bethany's website is bethanystoots.com, and you can follow her on Facebook as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.